Well, we're delighted that the International AIDS Conference will be held in Washington, D.C. in July 2012. It's been 22 years since we've been able to hold the International AIDS Conference in the United States. And we're just thrilled that President Obama has taken the final steps to overturn the travel restrictions against people living with HIV. And that now makes it possible for us to bring back this prestigious gathering to the United States. It's very important that we have the conference here in the United States because the U.S. has shown such tremendous leadership on HIV, both here in the U.S. With significant research funding, and also very importantly in being the government that has provided the most funds for scaling up the international response to AIDS. So we think it's important that the International AIDS Conference is here and that U.S. researchers and practitioners and community activists can have proper dialogue with their colleagues from around the world.
Would you give us a little background on those U.S. travel restrictions?
The travel restrictions were brought in 1987, and they were supported by Jesse Helms, and they added HIV to the travel exclusion list that was already in existence from the Public Health Service. There were some efforts to overturn them back in 1990 to 91, but they weren't successful. And as a result of that, the International AIDS Society decided that we simply could never hold a conference here until they were overturned. 2006, President Bush introduced a waiver that meant that people with HIV could come for 60 days to attend conferences or as tourists, but that really wasn't sufficient. And we know that these travel restrictions created untold damage to individuals and family life, but they also sent a very bad signal that discriminating against people with HIV and taking punitive measures was a good way of controlling HIV. It simply isn't. It was bad public health as well as an abuse of human rights. So we were thrilled that back in July 2008, the law began to change, and we finally heard the great news in November of this year that these travel restrictions will finally be lifted on January the 4th.
Now, usually the International AIDS Conference alternates between a developed country and a developing country, but next year's conference is in Vienna, and then it will be in the U.S. So is there any concern about not having it in a developing country?
Well, we certainly do want to have the International AIDS Conference in a developing country whenever possible. It has become tricky because we now attract over 25,000 people to our conferences, and there are very few sites in the developing world where we can host our conference. But we're firmly committed to the 2014 conference being in a developing country. We have worked with activists around the U.S. for so long to lift these travel restrictions that once we knew it was close, we felt it was really important to bring the conference back to the U.S. And we really want to encourage the U.S. government to maintain its significant global leadership in financing the international effort, in making sure that quality research is undertaken and delivering such effective HIV responses both overseas and here in the U.S. And we think the conference will offer a great opportunity to maintain that momentum.